Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians, after an off day, now back in action to conclude this road trip, a weekend series here in Detroit. And, Terry, they've had your number here for a couple of years, and especially in Cleveland. Does it ever become a mental thing?
I certainly hope not, and I don't think so. I think they've had their way with a lot of people. I mean, when you look at teams that have won 95 games, you know, they're gonna have some wins. You know, we've lost some close ones. They've pushed us around a few times. I think that's what good teams do. I don't think you're ever quite as far away as you think. You know, and then there's other days where you're probably not as good as you think. That's why I think, you know, all the things we talk about all the time, staying in the moment, trying to win tonight, that becomes so important, because then those types of questions don't enter in. Hey, are they starting to get in your head? No, we're going to try to win tonight.
Boy, and it does seem like, and you had those teams in Boston, and really your ball club 2 years ago was the same way. Good teams that are going to play in the playoffs find ways to win from the seventh inning on, don't they?
Sometimes you have to. I mean, it's nice to score early and often and have an easy one, but if you're not, then you have to, you know, really pay attention to detail. You have to take advantage of every opportunity you get and play clean baseball. And again, that's easier said than done, but that's certainly the formula.
Terry, what about your ball club right now? When you look at it from an offensive standpoint, you know, I see Michael Bourne saying, hey, I've got to be the guy that gets this offense going. Is that part of the problem? Are there too many guys that feel like it's all on them and maybe they're doing or trying to do too much?
Well, I don't look at a whole lot of what guys say in interviews. You know, to your point about Borney, I think he understands the more he's on base, the better we are. That's kind of stating the obvious. Right now, we've kind of gone through a period where we don't really have anybody that's hot. I mean, Rayburn's swinging the bat pretty well against left-handers, which is good. But we don't have a whole – you know, we got to get on track. Maybe the good thing is when we get hot, maybe everybody get hot at the same time, because we have good hitters, and they're going to turn a corner. I mean, Brandon Moss is going to hit home runs. You know, it's just – he's a good hitter. But right now, we have guys pretty much all at once that are kind of going at the same speed.
Well, a couple of guys that could eventually help you. Zach Walters now has played a couple of games for Columbus. Nick Swisher starts his minor league rehab with a game tonight in Columbus. I think more so Nick Swisher when you think of him being able to help you immediately when he is ready to go. But how long is that, Terry? Do you almost have to have 50 at-bats because he missed spring training?
You know what, Hammy? I'm not sure about the number. I think what we really need to do is make sure he's ready to play. And we've told him that over and over. And it's not because we don't want him, believe me. I think it's easy to forget, because Swish was banged up last year, why we signed him. You know, this is a guy that, you know, is a switch hitter, grinds out at bats, you know, hits maybe 20 home runs a year, gets on base. And we miss that. But the best chance for him to do that is for him to be fully healthy, so he can play not once every 3 days and not limp around. So he's gone about it the right way, and we just got to not take a shortcut and get him back, so when he's back he can be swished, because that'll be really helpful.
Well, one thing that is really a standout for this ball club right now is your starting pitching. And Danny Salazar's last start was as good as we have seen Danny Salazar, maybe in 2 years, Tito. I bet you're anxious to see him match up against this kind of a lineup.
Well, the last time he faced Detroit, he really pitched well. That was one of the highlights of his young career. And we've talked to Danny about, hey, every 5 or 6 days, backing it up your last start. And he's had a good work week. This is going to be fun to watch. I mean, we're excited. This is a young kid that we think, you know, there is no ceiling, but this is a pretty good barometer, this team you're playing right now.
By the way, with Miguel Cabrera, do you walk in with the bases loaded as hot as he was in Cleveland?
You know, what's funny, though, is, you know, after he left us, you know, he came into Cleveland and wasn't hot.
Yeah.
Got real hot. They went on, just played New York, and only had a couple hits. So, you know, it's interesting. You watch how he was pitched. You try to use judgment. The problem is if you end up walking guys very often, they're going to score. You know, when you have Victor and J.D. Martinez in behind him, sometimes, oh, I agree, you do pitch around guys, but if you pitch around them all the time, they're going to score a run. Sometimes you got to get good hitters out.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Tigers on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.